And a good morning to you, everybody. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, Josh Topness. It's Big League Fishing. It's just exactly what you wanted to talk about this early on a weekend.
That's all I want to talk about anytime, any day.
Amen, baby. And if you just happen to get up to go to the bathroom, don't turn us off. You might hear something today you like. We don't know. We got tips.
Or you can make fun of or something like that.
Or somebody will make fun of.
No, that would never happen.
That would never happen on this show. Never. Hey, you and I got to go fishing this past week. Can you believe it, Josh? A fishing show where we actually got to go fishing.
You mean the heavens opened up and the stars aligned?
All of them perfect.
Somehow you guys got to go fishing.
And I haven't seen a picture one because you haven't sent me any of them.
And we even captured a couple, didn't we?
We captured a couple, nothing real big. Well, we had one big one. But
yeah, we had a giant one, but he had racing stripes.
Yes, he did. We caught us a big old striper, which we weren't really trying to catch, but it was fun to do. Had a good time. Dadgum, that's a good-sized fish right there.
I got to get that picture off my phone because it makes my phone weigh about six or seven pounds.
Check it, big boy. How about
big
that?
Old racing
now, who caught that one?
Douglas. Well, who do you think?
Douglas caught it. In fact, I got on up to it. He caught more than I did. The other day. He sure did.
Really?
He caught the first one. I caught the second one. Then he caught, three or four in a row before I caught another one.
There's one with Mr. Munson catching it.
And then rode me hard about it the whole time. I mean,
how come that fish looks smaller in that picture?
I don't know. I guess it's the light. It's the lighting.
It must be the lighting.
Well, that was the smallest one. Remember, the rest of them you caught were bigger than that.
Oh, that's true. We wanted to show the small one, and then we could say everything else was bigger.
Right. That's all we took.
We had a tough day. Windy, 30-mile-an-hour gust down there on the lake or more.
Yeah, but they still bit some. I had fun. I had a good time.
Having said that, we got us a little practice in because this Saturday we have a tournament.
Yeah, at a Pumpkin Creek down at Russell Springs, just outside of Russell Springs, Jamestown, at the state park.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know who's putting it on. I don't remember the name. In fact, I've got it right here. I think it's...
I thought you said D&L was putting it on.
I think they're involved in it somehow or another, but I'll find out right here. Lake Country Outdoors is putting it on.
Lake Country?
It is the 2016 Bass Tournament Action. They got like six or seven tournaments they're having, and then they're having a championship classic. So, I mean, between March and May, the classic's May the 21st. So
we're in league, right?
Yeah, we're in right now.
Fishing league.
You take... we're in.
Good.
I like it.
I like it, too. I can't wait. And this is going to be fun because we went down. We had a chance. We threw a lot of different baits. We didn't get a chance, really, to fish like we wanted to.
No, I didn't hardly fish any at all like I like to. You know, I threw a jig. I caught it. Well, I had one break my line. We saw it. It wasn't a real big one.
Yep.
But
a little smallmouth.
Yeah, and I had one or two other bites on a jig. I was kind of rusty. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I've got a big can of WD-40 in the boat this week, so it'll be good.
Well, if you mentioned that's the first time you and I had been since...
First day of the year.
Yeah. That's right.
It's not the first time this year, but it's the first time since the first day of the year.
That's exactly right. So, and so we both were a little rusty.
Right. And I have to get my license. I still do not have my fishing license.
You were legal that day because
it's
still February.
It was the 29th of the month.
Good reminder, folks. Go out and get your fishing license because they are due.
If you fish this weekend with last year's license, you will get ticketed if they get you.
If they catch you. And if you fish in Tennessee, like Keith and I have, and we've been pulled over the last two times.
You think it's because we're shady looking?
I think it's because you know what I think about it. They pulled us over. Can you believe it? They came back. Josh, this is something. We're fishing back in the middle of all this brush and bushes.
Lake is flooded, and we're
Lake
way
is
back
flooded.
In behind it.
We're flipping, catching fish.
Catching them. Yeah.
And then here comes the game warden who goes across all of our bushes, mashing them down, making noise.
With his big motor running.
Tearing up just about everything where we're supposed to fish.
I think I've heard this story before.
Well,
you guys get angry about this one.
Yes, we do.
And then at the
end, they had to do is say, "Hey, you got your license? Can I see him?" And I would have went to him. I would have used right out there because I knew how to get in and out of there without tearing my fishing stuff up. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Here's the amazing thing: I'll be 65 years old this year.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Now
you don't look a day over 64.
Thank you.
It's all the spin classes.
That's it. I got to get back into those, by the way. So, up until I was 63 years old, I never ever got checked by the game warden.
Really?
Never, ever. Now, in 1 year, I got checked twice in Tennessee and twice in Kentucky.
Maybe they're trying to make it up to you.
On Harrington Lake.
Really?
They pulled me and my dad over one day, and we weren't real pleased. And then one day, they came over to me, and I thought, oh, man, quit bothering me. You just pulled us over the other day. And all he did was came over and said, You doing any good? I just want to check, see if you had any.
I was fishing.
And he was very nice, by the way.
I was fishing an FLW event on Lake Champlain, and I was over in Vermont, and they really check in Vermont. When you go up there, you better make sure you have a Vermont fishing license, especially if you're on that side of the lake. And I was up there, and I had a nice bag of smallmouth. Well, here comes the game warden. I'm sitting out off the bank, 25 foot of water. He comes up to me, how you doing? I told him what I caught, showed him my license. Everything was fine. So I left about an hour and a half, 2 hours later. So I'm going to go over here and catch me some largemouth because I had a real nice spot. Catch 2 4-pounders back to back. I mean, I throw them smallmouth back. Now I've got a good sack, you know. So I'm really fishing. I look up, and here comes the same game warden running over. I was fishing grass, milfoil, running right over top of it, shuts down right beside me. He said, can I see your license? I said, well, I got the same license I had about an hour and a half ago.
Oh, man.
I promise I told him that. He said, well, I didn't recognize you. You didn't have that jacket on a while ago. I said, but I got the same boat, you know.
Wow.
Oh, he really did.
Yeah, I think some of them just mess with you. But most of them are very good, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah.
But some of them are like anything else. They kind of
It's fun up. To talk about the bad ones, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. We don't call any names out.
No.
You know who you are, though. You know who you are. If we get pulled over next time, we'll know they listen.
We will really get taken.
All right, we got a few things to talk about. Upcoming tournaments, upcoming tour.
Ooh.
That we want to get you back on. Maybe find out if we got some sponsors or so out there.
Ooh.
But anyway, we got to get you back out on the tour so we can talk some smack to you, for you, against you. More Big League Fishing when we return on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GDA, and they will be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Back with Big League Fishing, Doug Flynn, Keith Munson here in the studio. Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir.
When are you going camping?
This weekend.
Are you really?
Yep.
Good deal.
Down there where we're going to fish so we can come over and stay with you and you're going to have breakfast ready?
No, I'm going in the gorge.
Oh, that's your favorite place,
isn't it? That's my absolute favorite spot.
What is the secret? I mean, why do everybody, what's the lure that brings people back to the gorge?
It is the pretty much the most different spot in Kentucky.
Wow.
It doesn't really feel like any other part of Kentucky.
Do you do the same trail each time?
No. I've been all the way through there. I know it like the back of my hand now. But
really?
You ever seen a bear down there?
Nope.
No bear.
You ever seen a beehive?
Nope. Yellow jacket hive.
Oh, sorry.
Same dang thing.
That's what I thought.
I mean, that's the second time that's ever happened to me. I don't know if I told you guys that, but
No.
Yeah, a few years prior to that, I was looking for some wood, and I ended up picking up a piece of wood that some wasps had made their home.
Oh, baby.
So,
dadgummit.
So I've had my fair share of stings in the gorge.
So you are an expert now in getting away from bees while out on...
I don't know about getting away from them. I'm an expert at finding them, I'd say that. I'm pretty good at that.
I was power washing Mom and Dad's deck down on Harrington Lake one day and got around the backside and was getting the lattice work and stood right on top of one of those little yellow jackets. And they come up, they were curled on my feet.
Oh,
I had 27 stings. My foot swelled up. I was itching. It made me about half sick. I'm not allergic to them, thank goodness, but...
Dang.
Might be when you get stung that many times.
I guess.
That was the thing about mine was it was like it went away because like I swelled up when it first happened and swelled up for about 2 days after that. Then I was fine. And about 5 days after that, my back swelled up again. I've never experienced anything like that before, but it was awful.
Everybody I know that gets stung say if you got any kind of allergies at all to them, it'll manifest itself on your body.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I did not know that.
Hey, upcoming stuff. We got the tournament this coming weekend, or today, down at Pumpkin Creek on Cumberland.
There's several coming up and
stuff. There's several this weekend at Dale Hollow. Next week, you've got a Fishers of Men at Dale Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
And
the following week, there's a BFL at Dale Hollow out of Star Point.
And you're going to fish that one, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. There's also a BFL the week I'm out there, the Fisher Men. That's a different division. I think it's out of Tennessee, the Choo Choo Division, or one of them are going down there. So
the Choo Choo Division?
Yeah.
Is that what you could have said?
Choo Choo? Choo Choo? I don't know if that's Japanese or Chattanooga. I'm not sure. It's a Choo Choo Division. I don't think it's a Choo Choo. I'll take that back. It's the East Tennessee Division or something. Because Choo Choo Division, they fish Gunnersville and stuff down there now.
Well, we're working on getting you back out on the tour.
Oh, I would love
it. So we've got a partial sponsor. Now we need somebody else to jump in here and say, I want my boy Keith Munson back out on the tour. So we're calling out to potential sponsors. If you got anybody in mind, we would love to have – he belongs on the tour.
We're kind of begging, too.
No, we are begging. Full speed.
I'm not shameless. But
you've already guaranteed you'd go out and win, and then you could – put the money right back into the kitty. So that's what I like about it.
I love it. It'd be fun.
Have you a fishing balance?
Yeah, that would be fun.
You know, so all you got to do is win one.
One. I mean, that's easy enough, isn't it?
That's what I think. You only got to beat, 150 guys, 300 guys? How many?
150 of the best. Maybe 200 if you fish that one. That's 200.
Yeah, just 200 of the best fishermen in the country.
Yeah, no problem.
You can do that.
It's in the bag.
Yeah, piece of cake. So we want to get him back out there. We got a lot of upcoming fishing events going on. Now, it's a special week. Because it's Classic Week.
It sure is.
And
I picked Jason Christie.
Because
I mean, he's an easy pick because he lives there. He's grown up there. And I was reading some stuff on the website they had about how the water's all muddy. Somebody said it's muddy end to end, and the fishing's going to be different. The locals won't have the advantage. Wrong. I think when it's muddy, the locals do have the advantage.
Uh-huh.
You know, it brings the fish shallow. There'll probably be some flipping fish and spinner baiting and that sort of thing. But the local guys know what's going on too. And Jason Christie definitely is the man. He blew it the last time down there, and it's probably eat at him since. And I don't think he'll let that happen twice.
What happened last time? I remember. Did he miss a fish?
I think he lost one, or he had a bad first day. I forget what it was. I know he lost one big one that it showed.
Yeah.
He was right there in the hunt, and he's a dandy fisherman. And, you know, he was ranked number one for a long time. And, you know, on that little ratings they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's eating at him. It would anybody. You know yourself, you know, you want to be the best you can be.
I hear you. And especially when you know you've had an opportunity.
Exactly.
Fish clean.
On the biggest tournament in the, you know, that they have, and the biggest bass fishing tournament. If you're a bass fisherman, this is the tournament that you want to fish.
TV coverage. They have day-to-day coverage?
They have day-to-day coverage.
Tomorrow, right?
It starts on Thursday.
I mean, started this past Thursday.
Yes. And I think it's just a three-day event. Maybe, you know, I need to look at
Thursday
that.
Price.
Let me find out for sure and make, because I can pull it up here in just a second. But I'm thinking the Classic, for some reason, is just a three-day event. And I was thinking it ended on Sunday, so it may not start until
Friday.
Yesterday. So we'll find out.
All right. Find out and let us know, because it is a big week. We've had our guest, Mike Iaconelli's been on here. We've had several guys that have been a part of it. Mark Menendez.
Yeah, Mark.
Mark will be fishing it.
I think Bradley Roy is out there. In fact, I sent him a text to see if he was. If he is, we could give him a call, but I haven't heard back from him yet. But, you know, he's out there working it for his sponsors and stuff. So it does start on Friday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow.
So
now they'll fish from, what, 7 to 3? Is that about right?
Yeah, it depends. They'll got staggered times, but it's usually 8 hours. They'll all get about
an 8-hour
fishing day. Uh-huh.
So, wow.
So, and then, you know, last time they were there, we had a really cold winter. It had been a lot of snow and a lot of cold north winds, and now it's not done that. It's been warmer. It's probably more like a spring bite. It wouldn't surprise me if they weren't, you know, some of them wanting to spawn.
Really?
You know, well
look at some of the fish we caught the other day. Yeah, those Kentucky were fat.
You and I had two flipping bites, and that excited me, you know, and that's not as many as I wanted to get, but at least we did get some. You know, that means there were some up there shallow.
So hope we got some more today.
I hope we got a bunch of them.
I don't know.
It's kind of turned cool on us, but did you see next week's forecast?
Yeah.
Yes, my friend.
And that's when you'll be down on the big lake.
Yes. Headed to Dale Hollow. Now, you won't be able to do
it. I'll be on. You can, hey, while you're fishing, you can pull me up on the radio.
Hey, I'll do that. I'll do that. You're calling how many ball games with the Reds in spring training?
I'll do four, maybe five. It looks like four right now, but okay. They asked me yesterday if I would consider doing another one. I went, well, sure.
Yeah. Now, that started this past week.
Started yesterday.
How are they looking?
They won. They're getting beat. Let's see. It started this past week, which is on a Tuesday, was the first game.
Okay.
They won that game 6-5, mm-hmm. had a 6-1 lead, almost blew it. Then they're
not good at that.
Then as we're taping this, they were behind 4-1.
Okay.
But getting a chance to see some of the young kids and how they play. And
I saw where they suspended Chapman for 30 days.
30 games, no appeal.
30 games, I mean, yeah, no appeal. He didn't even try mm-hmm. it.
He was going to try, and then he decided not to.
Yeah,
that was a really interesting story.
Worked an agreement up with the Players Association and the owners, and they came to an agreement.
What he realized is that if they suspended him any more, if he took this out further and he missed 45 games, that it was going to affect his contract next year.
And even if he did appeal it
mm-hmm.
and it somehow ended up in court,
yeah,
the old boy could find himself, you know, maybe looking at some jail time or something.
Right.
So it's best to take what they give you and go ahead.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask that.
Yep.
What about, what was it, a couple years ago when A-Rod was suspended the whole year and he was going to fight that? And then he didn't, did he?
He didn't, and he came back and played and had a pretty good year.
Yeah, is that pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, it's not, because his was a violation of the drug policy.
I see.
And this was a domestic violence thing.
Oh, that's right. And this is in response to the new regime that has been put together for domestic violence. There's a council that's been put together by the MLB to address these sort of things.
You know, with all the stuff that went on, I guess, in football,
mm-hmm.
baseball went ahead and took it upon themselves to
good thing.
I mean, get after it early. Yeah.
Which is good on them. They want to get ahead of it.
Yeah. Well, they need to, because they've got – baseball's got a bad rap right now for a lot of different things, and it's a boring game to start with. You got some guys making a lot of money that are not real fan friendly. Baseball has done a lousy job of promoting the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just like down here in Lexington, do y'all ever hear much about the Reds down here?
Never.
No, they. Mm-hmm. So we live 80 miles south. A lot of Cincinnati Reds fans here. No, so you'd hope they would get a little bit more excited. Well, I know you are. Guy imitating Marty Brenneman and Joe Nuxall when he's in high school.
It was ninth grade. Sure did.
You know,
but you know, you said something I thought was kind of neat. You're talking about being fan friendly. You know, that just builds the sport. That's the one thing I really like about bass fishing professionals. They're open to the public. I mean, you can run them down anywhere. You know, guys will talk to you.
Well, Lord, yeah, they all live in Walmart.
Well, yeah, and that's what they want. You get one of these professionals. Yeah, that's exactly right. But you get them cornered. You know, they want to talk about fishing. They want to brag a little bit about catching.
Well, sure.
And, you know, there's a time that sometimes you get too many questions asked and on and on and on. But, you know, it's flattering to be asked questions and stuff.
Well, you've had people come up to you and do that. I've seen you when we're out. Let me tell you something, Josh. We fish. I don't care where it is. His phone will start ringing. And it's other competitors trying to find out if we're catching any fish. Thinking, don't you dare tell them anything.
They haven't learned yet that I'll send them the other one directly.
Yeah.
No, but it's you know, it's a neat thing. I love it. I absolutely love it. In fact, planning on going up to Georgetown, Scott County High School.
When are you going to do that? Because I'll go with you.
Next week, if you can go.
Depends what day.
Is there whatever day you can go, I'll just work around you.
So we go after you get off work?
Yeah, I can go after I get off work. We'll be there about 5:30, 6:00.
I can do that.
Talk till, you know, hour. I mean, it's a good group. I spoke to them last year and great. Asked a lot of good questions. It's a lot of fun.
You know, I was went over to that little swap meet that they had in Richmond the other day mm-hmm. that Madison Central's fishing team was put together.
Mm-hmm.
They got over 40-something fishermen.
Golly. That's good.
Isn't it good? And you only have six, like, qualify for tournaments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a great interest.
That is. And then that's the future of the.
There's only one. I don't know how many schools Lexington has involved right now. It'd be good to find out. You and I offered last year to help them with the state tournament, broadcast mm-hmm. it.
Right.
Talk to them, come down there, do the show, whatever. But I guess they didn't have an interest.
Or maybe they knew us.
Or maybe they just knew, yeah.
they knew they'd try to look. We'd be going fishing.
Well, that's right.
So where'd they go? Where they are over there?
Well, we had to go do the show from out in the boat.
Exactly.
And I think it probably would have worked.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, got a couple more things I want to talk to you about. Weather's been pretty decent. Talk about your pro adventures, maybe, which is what we're hoping to get.
Keep our fingers crossed.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Get you back out on there and I'm ready to go.
Me
I
too,
can't
buddy.
Wait. We're going fishing today, boys. It's a tournament. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Boudreaux Mir from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up, is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so,
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of diet, dude.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn and Keith Munson. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. Hope your week was good. Hope your weekend is going to be better and you're going to go fishing.
We're in March. We're past the
unbelievable
meteorological. Did I say that right?
I don't know. I don't know where
winter.
You're going.
I heard it on TV today.
Really?
Yes. December, January, February, winter. March, April, May, it's spring, June, July, August,
that's summer, right.
The summer, and then
September, October, November,
and that's the fall. That's the way the meteorologists look at it. Now you know.
Excuse me.
In case if somebody asks you tomorrow.
Willard
you
Smith.
Got you got it. Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. Who?
Uh-oh.
We got a plan today. As we're taping the show, when we finish, they got something they want. You don't know about this.
I don't know a thing about it.
Well,
uh-oh.
It's best you don't or you
There's a stairway somewhere close.
You're going to have to find it quick.
You can dip out with me. We'll go around the side.
Okay.
They want us to do something. Did you do it, Josh?
I'm going to.
All right.
I'm scheduled to do it tomorrow.
Together? Why can't we all three do it together?
Well, I'm scheduled for Sean.
Oh, okay. So you have to do it with somebody else?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I was going to say the three of us.
I'd be in the back seat anyway.
Well, yeah, but you'd be...
That's pretty much normal on this show, isn't it? I'm in the back seat.
You know, if you ever start fishing and quit, hiking into business, you'd be all right.
If he he went fishing with us, we'd really be in the back seat, wouldn't we?
That's why we're not going to take him, because the way I've been fishing lately might outfish me.
No.
So, not going to do that.
I couldn't catch a cold out there, honestly. I couldn't.
You could. Keith would show you how.
Oh, that's easy. Just throw it and reel it. Like Johnny says, throw it and drag it.
That's it. Throw it and drag it back on in there.
Speaking of Johnny, they got an FLW event coming up here, I think, next week after the Classic.
Is Mike fishing as a non-boater?
Mike is a non-boater. I think he's helping with the camera boats again. But Johnny's fishing as a boater. Had a top 20 finish at Okeechobee.
Yeah.
And now they're going to Hartwell. And Hartwell's an excellent jig lay. In fact, Mike DeVere won the wild card for the BFL down there. Regional. And so he gets to qualify for the All-American Mirror. We had him on here.
Yeah.
But that's at Hartwell. And let me tell you a funny story about down there. A couple of years ago, we were in the – well, the last year I fished the tour, we were at Hartwell. And I had a pretty good bag of fish. And I get a phone call. You know, of course, we're not supposed to get any calls at all. Well, I always look at my phone, see if it is, see if it's a family member or something. Well, it come up John DeVere. So I answered. I said, hello. He said, where are you at? I said, I'm down here by the dam. He said, oh, well, never mind. I said, what's the matter? He said, I'm broke down. I'm up the river. Had a bad first day. Very bad. I mean, I had like 6 or 7 pounds, 8 pounds. And I said, well, I'll come get you, Johnny. I got a few minutes. I'll run up there and find you. He said, I'm by the bridge. So, man, I fly up through there, and there he is. Got his boat tied off. He said, I got a big old bag of fish. We did. He had like 20 pounds of fish, you know, 18, 19, dang, somewhere. Had a real good – and moved him up, and he got him a $10,000 check. He was tickled to death. But I picked him up, him and his partner, and here we go. We go flying down the lake. And I look up, and Johnny said, I don't have to be in until 5. He said, when you have to be in? I said, 4:45. He said, well, it's just 4:20. He said, well, why don't you stop and fish a little bit more? He said, remember that point right over? I said, well, yeah. So I go over there, and me and my partner jump up. Well, Johnny and them can't fish. They're just sitting there in the seats, you know. I make about 3 casts, catch the biggest fish I catch all day long. Johnny is so pumped up. He's getting the net. I said, Johnny, you can't net it. My partner can net it. You can't. But it caught that, and it moved me into the $10,000 check range. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's the kind of friends you got out there in the water, though.
Oh, we're all
everybody, especially when you were on the FLW, everybody really liked helping out each other.
Yeah, they're good guys.
We need to get you back out there, though.
I would love to do that. It's just, you know, it's a pretty expensive venture to try.
Actually,
you know,
too expensive, I think.
It is. It really is. They need to get, I would like to see them get more of their corporate sponsors into it, less money for the fishermen. Of course, then they would have a bigger
following. We only had somebody out there. What would it take for you to do it for the whole year? About how much?
For the whole year on the tour?
On the FLW tour?
Oh, on the FLW, probably 30 to 35,000.
What about the other tour?
The other one, 12,000.
Call to action.
Yes, sir.
We need somebody to donate that for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've said that all along.
Come on.
I mean, you
got one of our wealthy listeners.
Yeah. You got a man of character.
Or multiple wealthy listeners.
They put their name on the boat, on his shirt.
Tax write-off.
Yeah.
Every time he went on stage, he'd always say...
Say something about something him. Have my shirt him, on.
Have his shirt on. Have every my, time he's on TV, says something about boat. Him.
Yeah. Armpits already sponsored, though.
Oh, that's right. You got the armpit.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean...
Everywhere else is free, though.
So just say if you had 2 guys at 15,000 or 3 guys at 10,000, you're on the tour.
Right.
There you go.
You'd have... Their name all over the... Oh man.
You talking about talking... And I would talk nice to them.
You talk nice about everybody anyway.
Well, I would talk really nice about somebody gives me money to fish tournament. Sugar will melt my mouth.
All right, folks. Make it happen. We'll throw something in here from the show, too. We'll have the show in there.
We'll just add this. This would just be icing.
That's right. That would be cool. I'd like to see you out there one more time.
I would too.
Because I love going back and pulling up the results and going there and see where the standings are. And every time you were up the top, I was going, ah!
We had some good shows then, too. If you remember, I'd bring guys into the motel room there on Wednesdays or Thursdays. We had one time had like 5 or 6 guys in the room. We just went round robin talking about fishing. And they'd all lying. They wouldn't tell me nothing. Sorry.
Well, we'll work on that. That's what we'll take a chance to get. All right. Weather, we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about, a little bit about spring training, not much about the Reds. We'll talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, I like
that. But we're going to talk about how you and I are going to get absolutely serious this week.
Oh.
I'm bringing 2 flipping sticks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm bringing two flipping sticks, crankbait.
Jerkbait.
Jerkbait, yeah.
Better bring jerkbait.
Better bring a jerkbait.
Spinnerbait.
Spinnerbait.
Jig. That's good.
Game
over.
That's all we need right there.
That's all we need.
Yep.
Then we need something to bite at the other end of it, and we're good.
Well, let's don't start getting too... Oh, no. I have one more on there.
Okay, add one more.
You know that thing you said at the end? I wish I had one of those tied on.
Yeah.
It's a... You remember?
Yeah, I think.
You do? All right.
Maybe I don't.
Well, I'm not going to say because it could be the key to the whole tournament. So I don't want to tell anybody. Be the secret. Secret if you tell anybody. You won't be a secret. More Big League Fishing when we return on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Big League Fishing, we're back. We're pumped. We're fishing today. Hey,
hey, you got the bone.
I am so pumped. You know, I
looked at this line on.
Well, you remember the one I broke.
You had one all back last year.
That's
too.
The one. The one I had all back last, that's the one I put new line on. It's the only one, though. Okay. That ain't bad.
No, that's good.
No, and now line's so darn expensive, but I'm going to try to keep it.
You better.
All right, look at this stuff going on here. Just okay. Between us kids. Spring training started. Regional basketball tournaments are starting.
Oh, yeah.
Conference tournaments are starting.
Yeah. SEC, women, men.
SEC, women, men. Final game today. For all of them, then the conference tournaments start. You know, you got the spring training, which is awesome. I love that. I love that already.
Yeah, I love spring training.
All right. Well, it's starting in a couple of places. So you got that. Fishing weather is starting
here.
It's March. So
it's
that means
here. It's
March
here.
Is an awesome time to fish.
It's here.
So there's so many things going on. Golf is ready.
Golf.
Yeah.
Camping.
Golf is ready. You can go out, and the Masters will be here in a month. What'd you say? What was that other one?
Backpacking.
Hiking. Oh, that's right. Beehive camping. Hunting.
That's right. Yellow jacket hunting.
Hey, do you take a camera with you or a knife or a bail or anything like that?
Oh, well, what do you mean? You said a camera. We got camera, knife.
Yeah. Do you take any of those things with you?
All three.
You do take the little bail?
Yeah.
Little dinner bail for the bear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know, perfect.
Just, I tie it right on the back of my pack and. Walk on. No, apparently.
I heard you're supposed to do that, right?
Well, there's. It's kind of weird. There are different reports, which, you know, that's the way it is when it comes to bears, because some people will tell you to stand there. Well, you stand there with the bear coming at you.
I ain't standing there.
Some people tell you that you need to make a lot of noise when you're walking in the woods. Some people tell you that you don't need to make a lot of noise because bears are inquisitive and they'll come towards you. So there's. Both
did you
ways.
See the movie The
Revenant?
Yeah, did you see it?
Not yet.
Because I
want to go see it.
Whatever he did, don't do it.
Do the opposite of that. Although it got him Academy Award, Oscar or whatever.
You either go for the award because we'll do a reenactment of your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because you'll have your camera turned on.
Yeah, I'll have the GoPro going.
We can watch the bear come down and just whack on you a little bit.
Well, it'll be a black bear. I feel like if push came to shove, I could take on a black bear.
Ooh.
I do.
That sounds a little bit cocky.
I feel like if it was life or death, if it was him or me, I could take on a black bear.
You know, I had a teammate that wrestled a black bear one time.
Really?
They used to
How well did it go for
them? They used to have, well, not too long. They used to have bears, like these circus bears that would wrestle. So Ken Griffey Sr. decided he was going
to. Oh, wow.
They were going to pay X amount of dollars, and he was in the minor leagues, and he needed the money. He said, I'll wrestle that sucker. He got up there, and he said, bear paw one time smacked him, and boom.
Game over.
He said, they don't play fair.
I would think not. No. Did they take their claws out of them or something?
I don't know. I don't know, but it was – I remember seeing stories about that.
If I got my hatchet and my knife, I think I could fight.
And you can outrun your wife.
I want my tennis shoes. That's exactly – you don't have to outrun the bear, just outrun her. That's it.
Perfect. She's going to get mad at me for laughing at that.
It's the truth.
Big league fishing. That's right. When are you going to bring her and let us meet her and, you know, send our blessings to her?
When are you going to come to the man cave?
Oh, we ought to do that soon.
Yeah. See?
A little party at the man cave. I'll buy the goodies and we'll come over and have a little pizza and sit back.
Some L8.
We can stay up till 4 in the morning.
There you go.
We'd have to create that.
That would be good.
I'd rather have Mountain Dew. That's my life. Diet Mountain Dew.
Well, Diet Mountain Dew.
Our Diet Dew does a pretty darn good job.
They do. I like that Code Red that they had for a while, too. I really dug that. So
it was good. It was good. I'm just a Dew guy, Diet Dew guy.
Yeah, I can't drink anything but that.
I know. I'm
just addicted to it again.
Well, we'll have plenty this week. We're going to have an A game and an A team be there this week, baby. You hear me?
Yes, my friend.
All right.
I mean, take either one. I don't care.
I mean, we're going to. This and a little bit of that and some of this and some of that. A
whole lot of this.
Whole lot of that. Whole lot of this. Yeah. So that's what we're going to do.
Have a nervous.
We would tell you what we're going to. Well, we could probably tell you what we did the other day because we didn't catch very many.
We threw the rig to a crankbait, jerkbait.
We didn't catch a keeper on the rig.
No, we didn't. Caught several small. Caught, four or five smallmouth.
Yep. And 15-pound striper.
Crankbait's the key right now. Most of the fish are being caught in mid-lake area. We didn't fish the mid-lake area. Yeah.
No, we didn't. Jerk Johnson?
Jerk bait for sure. Jig, of course, I'll just settle down with the old casting jig if I have to, and that'd be fine.
If you can get out of that wind.
We can get out of the wind. It's not going to be windy. The only wind to be around is tails me and you telling, you know.
Yeah. So we got to go. How much weight are we going to need? 18, 20 pounds?
I would think 18 pounds.
Wow. It's possible.
But I hope we catch 20, and then we'll say 20 took it.
Yeah.
How's that?
That'd be good. You know what? We hadn't been on the board in a while. Big board.
No, we have not.
We've not even – we've been sitting there just hoping we get a check instead of saying, we got this thing.
Tax write-off. it's contribution.
It is. Well, I'm ready for them to reciprocate now.
Yeah, whatever that is.
So we'll be out of Pumpkin Creek. It'll be down there –
that's a nice
today.
Ramp.
It's a very nice ramp.
Got that big old idle zone around through there.
I know, unless you're going to fish Pumpkin Creek.
Yeah, well, we might just do that.
Duh.
We just might just fish Pumpkin Creek.
I know where we caught some good fish before.
If it's wet, we'll go there. I don't care.
Yes, we will. The thing about it is we got a place to go.
Yeah.
But there might be a few others that want to go there,
10
too.
10 or 15 others.
Yeah.
But we'll have fun. Well, I'm ready to go. I'm really looking forward to it.
I am too.
I really wasn't on my game the other day. I'm not blaming on that. We fished hard.
We had a great time. It was a fun, because neither one of us had been. So we will go, and there's a few things that we're going to take. We're going to take a crankbait, a jerkbait. We're going to take an Alabama rig. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a jig. We're going to take Shaky Johnson.
Yeah. Shaky. I mean, all that could work. Yeah.
Any of it could work.
The only thing I don't think would be real good, and you might catch one, it would be a topwater. And that could happen. I'm not going to say it wouldn't happen.
I didn't take one last time for the first time that we've ever been fishing.
Didn't catch anything.
That's true. I'd only have to catch one on that first, don't I?
You start us on that, we'll win.
All right. Well, I'll bring it just for the one cast.
Okay. One cast.
We'll catch 5-pounder and we won't throw it anymore.
Okay. I'm in on that.
You like that?
I'd say if you catch 5-pounder on it, that's all we'll
throw. So, or you could be smart like I was the other day, catch two on a crankbait.
And then I'm going to try a different color.
Yeah, we'll try a different color here. They put on a different. I don't know what's wrong. Well, we were practicing.
You can call it. It was just strictly practice.
Yeah, because we did eliminate some water, so we ought to be in pretty good shape for this coming week. So tell us a little bit. What's that little deal you got going down in the man cave?
about the Man Cave Sports Podcast.
I'm not sure. What was that again?
The Man Cave Sports Podcast. It's available on WLXG.com, right next to the Big League Fishing one as well.
Perfect. Perfect.
You just go there.
You get any hits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few. Not as much as you guys.
Are we getting any hits?
You guys are popular.
We need to send people.
Hey, they like you.
How do you heck if you get hits? Is it just telling me people and stuff?
Yeah. It tells me.
So if I get on there and I do it several times, it really look like we're popular?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I do with the Man Cave Sports Podcast. Every now and then I'll go to our page and I'll just hit play on every single one of them at once.
Gotta go listen to you. Yeah. Gotta go find out about how to get
just
away
hit
from
play
our beam.
On all of them at once.
Yeah, really.
It gives us the counts. You can't really hear anything, but it gives us the counts, and that's what we're there for. Perfect. The counts. That's it.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. Well, we're going to go down there and party one night.
Yeah, you guys got to come and record with us. You know, do a show with us.
Oh, we'll do that.
Yeah.
You got to clear it with Mama first.
What? Hey, I'm the man of the house.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've said that before, too.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. Now I only say
what
it when
I say
she
goes.
Left. Yeah.
I'll tell her specifically not to listen at 6:50 such.
I'm sorry, honey.
That's right.
I didn't really mean that.
That's when I'm going to start talking to Pinterest about her, or talking about Pinterest with her.
It's showbiz, honey. I just had to say it.
Yeah, you know. It's for the act.
It's for the act.
Doug was holding the gun.
No. We don't act. Well, we're the most genuine, upfront people you know.
That's it.
That's true.
Yeah, this is what you hear is what you get, unfortunately.
That's it.
That is it. Hey, we're going to go down to Somerset and do a little appearance pretty soon with our buddy Mike Tartar. Got a little deal going on down there, so we're going to do it.
That'd be fun.
Yep. Dan the man, my boy Dan over in Moorhead, got us on the show every day. I did his show the other day, and we're Dan Bradley. He's the best. Getting ready for high school sports. I'll see him.
Buddy, we got an exciting high school. I think Sweet 16 in high school basketball is about as exciting as it gets. Don't
I
you?
Do too. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I really do. I think it's fun.
I was watching KET special the other night about basketball in the bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
They went all the way back to a bunch of tournaments and kind of worked their way up. It was pretty cool.
That is. That's
seeing, and then even touched a little bit on the college teams, mostly on the high school basketball. Man, great players in the 60s. Oh, there were some great players.
Yeah. One thing about it,
I wasn't one of them, but there were some great players.
One thing about a high school player, you're going to have them 4 years anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we run out of time, dude.
Golly, it's been fun. Let's go catch a big one.
Let's get out there and catch 5 big ones.
I'm with you.
5 big ones, and then we can come back, and we'll be humble in victory.
Yes, we will.
We will be rotten in defeat, but we will be humble in victory.
We will talk. Terrible if we lose.
If we lose, we'll blame you. You're the pro.
There goes my sponsor.
You picked me. Munson Canned Fish, his choice of partners is a little shaky.
We're still looking for around $40,000 on the thermometer.
40 will do it. 40
we're
going to
put that up there. We're going to put a thermometer up on the side. And
yes.
Get our Big League
I'm
Fishing donating donors.
I'm donating $1 to it. Right now.
I got a nickel.
Okay.
We got to hurry because it starts in a month. Well, hey, thanks, guys.
Thank
good
you,
to
buddy.
See you. We'll be ready to come over to the podcast, and we'll do a show from there with pizza and L8.
Mountain Dew.
And Mountain Dew.
I've only had one L8 in my life.
Gosh. Why?
Because I've got Diet Mountain Dew. I don't need anything
else. That's true. That's true.
I was born in Winchester, so I've had L8 or two.
Hey, you know what? If we happen to miss you on the radio, by golly, we're going to catch you somewhere on the water for Doug and Josh and Keith. Have a great one, everybody. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Flynn, former Cincinnati Red, along with my fishing buddy, Mr. Keith Munson. We're talking about farm supplies, and where would you go to get them? I've got the place.
Where would that be?
That would be Thompson Shear in Nicholasville, Kentucky, 201 Etter Drive. The very best in anything you need in farm equipment.
And they're great people, too.
They are outstanding people. Hey, whatever you need as far as farm supplies, go visit our friends over in Nicholasville. That's Thompson Shear Farm Supply. Go ask for Jim, Ed, or Benny. They will take care of you.
That's off Edder Drive.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of diet, dude.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's... Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.